Ever notice you walk better when you have a grocery cart? Maybe it's time to call Joint Relief Institute for fast, non-surgical knee pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Friday is here. It's July 17, 8-11. Entertainment news now from Las Vegas. It's Cindy Perlman-Gaber. And, man, is there a lot of buzz about The Odyssey. And people are heading back to the movie theaters in droves for this weekend, aren't they, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. And it's true. You cannot get away from The Odyssey. You have to be living under a rock not to know this is opening today. It's really the only major new release of the weekend. And Universal has two hopes. One, that a three-hour movie will draw in more than $100 million. And secondly, a slew of Oscar nominations. The movie stars Tom Holland, Matt Damon, Robert Pattinson, Zendaya, Charlize Theron, on and on. A great cast. And it's the ageless story of a father just trying to get home after the Trojan War. And yesterday, the film critic of all film critics, Tom Cruise himself, came out, put out a review online on his Insta, writing, quote, "Wow, to Chris, Emma, and all of your brilliant cast and crew, thank you for an amazing night at the movies. I can't wait to see it again." So yeah, that's pretty good praise.
Word is, see it in IMAX. A lot of people will be happy to be breathing air-conditioned movie theater air tonight.
Definitely.
We're going to be seeing Rocky again coming. Well, it's out. Is it out now, this new Rocky movie?
It's coming out in a little bit in July 15th, so in many cities, including Chicago, so you can catch it now, probably going wide next week. But this looks fantastic. It's got a great trailer. It's called I, Rocky, and it's about the production of 1976 Rocky, specifically about Stallone, who was an out-of-work actor at the time. He had a pregnant wife, couldn't pay for dog food, had to sell his dog. You can't get more of an underdog story. Anthony Ippolito plays him in his 20s, and it's a slice of his life where he's writing Rocky. He sat in his closet and wrote Rocky. The studio didn't want him to play Rocky. They wanted Ryan O'Neal, who was the big star of the day, to play Rocky, but offered Stallone $100,000 in 1976 to step aside and let Ryan O'Neal play Rocky. And a few years ago when we did the Creed interviews, I actually interviewed Stallone and said to him, "What the hell were you thinking?" And he had the greatest quote of all time. He said, "I could have taken the money," but he goes, "Money comes and goes. Self-loathing never does," which I thought was one of the great quotes of all time.
Yeah.
And Anna Sophia Robb plays his first wife, Sasha Stallone. Stephen James is Carl Weathers, the actor who played Apollo Creed. We find out he knew nothing about boxing. And Matt Dillon is Frank Stallone Sr. Frank Stallone, always amusing. This is out this weekend. It looks so good. I think if you're not into The Odyssey, this is definitely a second option.
Hi, Rocky. And there is a sequel coming out soon to a movie that's 25 years old. And it'll probably be a hit again, won't it?
It definitely will. The Parent Trap is just one of those guilty pleasure movies. It's always on the Disney Channel. And they're thinking about Parent Trap 2, Bob, if you can believe it. The one who broke the news was Lisa Ann Walters, who played Chessie, the maid. She said it's definitely in the works. And Lindsay Lohan might be reprising her dual roles as Annie and Hallie. This will be her kids or her sister's kids who we're dealing with. And the poignant thing about this movie is Natasha Richardson, who passed away years ago, who played the mother. Her two sons with Liam Neeson have come out and said that whenever they want to see a glimpse of who their mom used to really be, they watch The Parent Trap all the time. They said that was their mom in real life. So pretty poignant stuff.
And now we have news about a Saturday Night Live cast change. Fill us in, Cindy.
This hit me out of the blue yesterday, Bob. Chloe Fineman, who's so amazing on SNL, has left. She's turned in her papers. She announced on her Instagram Thursday that she won't be returning for the new season after seven seasons on the long-running NBC sketch series. Chloe said, quote, "I've decided it's time for my next chapter. It's cliche to say this, but working on SNL has been the greatest privilege of my life. I still can't really believe I got to be a part of it. I fell in love with this place the second I walked through the doors." She added, "It's really hard to leave, but it feels like the right time. I'm going to miss it a lot." And SNL returns in early October with no Chloe Fineman.
And we'll see who replaces her. Daniel Radcliffe is not Harry Potter anymore, is he? What's he up to now?
But he's still a good guy, Bob. He's playing Prince Charming in Steps. And this is a pretty great idea. It's an animated feature that tells the Cinderella story. We're so bored, blah, 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 the magic pumpkin. But this is this from the side of the stepsisters. And it's giving their story, saying Cinderella is really the main one. And we have Peter Dinklage as Roderick, a murderous Manny, and a Siegfried as Cinderella. But here's the good casting. Bette Midler is the fairy godmother. You got to love that. Also, Ellie Wong and Nikki Glaser are along for the ride. And it premieres on Netflix just in time to plop the kids in front of it on Thanksgiving, November 20th.
Yeah, it'll be perfect for the holiday. Great cast. And we have some brand new music that just dropped earlier today. And this is Kelly Clarkson. What's she got going?
Kelly Clarkson, going back to her musical roots, a new single out called I Be Lying, which dropped late last night. It's coinciding with the opening night tonight of her studio sessions in Las Vegas. It's her new residency at the Coliseum at Caesars. And this marks her indie music era, following her departure from Atlantic Records. No official word on when we're going to see a full-length album, but her voice sounds amazing. She's wrapping up the Kelly Clarkson Show also. That she wants to spend more time with her kids, devoting herself to music. But she'll also be returning to The Voice for season 30 as a judge.
Let's listen to a little bit of I'd Be Lying. So is she going to go out and tour, sell the new music, Cindy?
She's not. She's going to stick to doing the residency in Vegas, music, and hanging out with her kids. That she said she needs to spend some time with them. And also maybe focus on a new album. And I'm sure she'll also be seeing The Odyssey, Bob, because that's what you're required to do this weekend.
Everyone will. Cindy Perlman gave her in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good weekend yourself.
You too, Bob.
Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com.